Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano. Yeah!
Okay, it is Dom time. Side question today. Great story, Tower. Springsteen's birthday. Dan's celebrating, or at least he's not being ornery about it.
Nice.
We have not spoken, and a lot of stuff has happened, particularly around President Trump, but also the Congress, with one of our all-time favorites, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. So let's rectify that and get him back here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, it's been a while. Thank you for joining us.
It has, Dom. And you know, a day is a year in this business in politics these days, right?
Particularly in Trump years. Oh, my goodness. So
exactly.
I wanted to start by asking you about, in Congress, how you come down on what's happening now with Mike Johnson, the attempt, which I support, to prove citizenship, driver's license, and other things in order to vote. Were you on board with that, or was that a failed attempt that may result in a shutdown? What's happening in your view?
No, so we're not going to have a shutdown, number one. But you know, I certainly was on board on that, and I know you probably knew that you didn't even have to ask
yes.
me that. I don't even have the words to articulate. I don't know how I can express just how ridiculous this is that anybody would not vote for this. All that the SAVE Act said, and let for your listeners, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, so because a lot's happening, because of everything that's going on, we need yet another continuing resolution to continue the budget into December. Do I love that? Absolutely not. Do I even like it? No. But it is where we are now. And quite frankly, that's not Mike Johnson's fault. People may want to blame him, but, you know, it's like herding cats with, you know, getting the Republican caucus together. Let me tell you, the good thing about being a Republican is you think for yourself. You do what you believe is right. You are independent. Nobody forces you to do something you don't want to do. Totally unlike the Democrats. The bad part is it's harder to get stuff done sometimes, but democracy is messy. So in any event, that's where we are right now, continuing resolution. But what a few of us said, and the majority of Republicans agreed with by far, is that if you're going to do a continuing resolution, let's make something good out of it as well. And the good is, let's ensure that only American citizens vote in federal elections. No more, no less. You've got to prove that you're an American citizen. And there's a whole bunch of ways that you can do that. And if you can't even do that, then you just sign an affidavit that you are a citizen. And if you're not telling the truth, it's under penalty of perjury. That's a basic thing. There's no country in this whole world that's civilized at all, that doesn't require you to be a citizen when you vote. So, you know, we quite frankly don't want illegals voting in the United States of America. It obviously isn't good. Some of them don't even have the best interests of the United States of America in their heart. And it just is a wrong and terrible thing to do. Do you know the vast majority of Democrats, I mean like over 90-some percent in Congress, would not and will not support that because of that? They say it's redundant, it's not needed, it's already illegal. If it's redundant, so what? Then it's a good redundancy, number one. Number two, this kind of clarifies it and crystallizes it and makes sure that we only have Americans who are legal.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff, in their debates, how do they say it's already that you can't do it? In other words, we know that, but there's a belief that some of this is slipping through. So what's the mechanism they say we already have to prevent it?
Well, they don't. They
right.
don't really
exactly.
say there's a mechanism.
Right.
And that's the point of this, and you're absolutely right, and thank you for bringing me back on track here. You know, when I say crystallizes it or codifies it, it means that this is what we do. You go to vote, You say, yes, I'm an American citizen. Here's whatever it takes to, you know, here's my picture ID, et cetera. Or, you know, I'll sign the paper and say that, yes, I am an American citizen. If I'm lying, it's under penalty of perjury. And you're done. Bing, bang, real quick. We sign when we go and vote anyhow. No big deal. Nothing to worry about. Not racism. Not stopping somebody from voting. Not all these terms they want to use. It's the simplest thing in the world. We don't need people who snuck into the country, some of whom, not all of whom, Dom, but some of whom are real bad people.
Exactly.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So I don't have the words for this. I mean, I get so aggravated. You know, I said the other day in Judiciary Committee, I mean this, I don't want to be partisan. I don't want to be mean. I want us to come together. But how the hell can you come together when you're doing something like that and you won't vote for this? So now we're not going to close down government because it didn't make it through. Almost every single Republican except a tiny handful voted for it. So now the CR will be what they call a clean CR, what I call a dirty CR, which means that it continues some overspending and spending on things we don't like, and it doesn't have this good provision in it. It will go through because all the Dems will vote for it, and maybe about half of the Republicans, not
now,
me.
Now, at the presidential level, I'm pretty sure since we last spoke, you may have spoken with the president, taken his temperature. Two assassination attempts now. They just released today, if you didn't see it, the guy gave a letter to a friend that said, I failed you, must have known it wasn't working, and he would pay $150,000 to have Trump assassinated. I just had on Kelsey Grammer. He said these people in Hollywood that he talks with, they're in the industry, they're mourning the fact that the assassins didn't work.
And I have no words for that. What is happening? I mean, what is the left doing here? I think that Kamala Harris is terrible. I think she'll be an awful president. I think it'll be bad for the country. I will not, do not ever wish her or any other human being harm. It's not the American way. So to wish that on President Trump is a weird, horrible, diseased obsession. I don't know how else to say it. They call it Trump derangement syndrome. And I'm just so sad to hear it. Sad for America. No, he needs, look, and we're doing legislation, you know, he needs the same level of protection. A former president needs the same level of protection as does a president, period. This wouldn't have happened otherwise. I worry about it a great deal. I worry about even the members of Congress. I mean, I'll share with you, and my staff is great, and we're careful, and the Capitol Police and the FBI and the local police are all great. I get death threats every single week.
And
I mean,
what are they threatening you for? Is it the Trump support? Is that the main thing?
Yeah, and it's the Trump support, and it's speaking out. It's speaking out and saying what you really believe about America and being unafraid.
I get very upset over this because I think it's worth the money. We have more people if that's needed. That when someone makes a death threat, that's it. Put me in charge. I'm going to track them down to the ends of the earth for doing that. That's the way to stop it. There's got to be a penalty. You can't make a death threat. People like you should not be under this. No one should. It's rampant, and we never seem to actually prosecute congressmen in this.
Dom, I had one more on, and I know I'm sorry to even use a word like that, but call my home when I wasn't home. We have, you know, left a voicemail.
Right.
My wife retrieved it. He said he was going to burn my house down, kill my children, my grandchildren. He was going to throw my wife on the hood of the car, strip her down, rape her on the, he went into this detail on the voicemail, rape her on the hood of the car, and then kill her. And no member of Congress's spouse should ever have to go through that. No family should have to go through that. I mean, this is just, it's beyond the pale, it's beyond words. And they did track him down. And you know what? They deemed he wasn't that dangerous, so they put a restraining order on him and a few other things, but he got on the slap on the wrist. You know what? We are responsible for the words we say, especially when we incite violence this way. So it's a shame. And you know what? If I might digress for a real quick second, something else that's not being talked about enough, Tom, I'm sure you followed it. We now know that the country of Iran hacked Trump's campaign.
Right.
And they got information. And they sent it to, evidently, we're trying to find out as much as we can, judiciary is digging into this, three different Democrat leaders. When I say leaders, I don't mean in the party. Let me be clear. I mean people in his in the Democratic campaign, three different operatives. We want to know who the operatives were, what it said, how many times they hacked in, when they hacked in, where they hacked in, what the hell's going on. So think of that. That Iran, this is real. And by the way, anybody who's listening and said, oh, this is just a Republican talking point, the FBI has now confirmed it. Have you heard it on ABC? NBC?
No. And to that point, why we have you here, because we're catching up for a while, we have just been outraged beyond belief that a once proud organization, I'm sure there were little mix-ups. Over the weekend, somebody in the Secret Service discharged a weapon. He's in critical condition, shooting himself, apparently. What's your sense from the inside? It took you guys last week to say Trump deserves the same level by law as Biden. They were arrogantly saying, no, he doesn't, even though he has more threats than anybody, arguably, back to Lincoln, I think.
Again, no words. Why? You don't want to see anybody hurt. That hurts everybody. And let me be the devil's advocate. If Kamala Harris gets shot and hurt, that hurts us all. Mm-hmm. It's just not good for America. Let's have a fair election. But, you know, I mean, Trump's gone through hell. Fortunately, the toughest man I've ever known. I mean, they try to impeach him. They try to indict him. They try to convict him. They try to take him off the ballot. They've shot him once and almost shot him again. I mean, and that's all the ones that we know about. It's just, of course he deserves that level of protection. I would want that level of protection for a Democrat
right.
who was a former president.
What I'm asking you is, what can you tell us now from the inside that can be done with the Secret Service? It seems to be both incompetent but arrogant. In other words, they set a protocol, even if it's irrational, and that's what they're going to do. Congress exerted some authority now. What else can be done?
Well, you want to know the truth? I know you want to know the truth.
Sure.
The truth is, this isn't going to be right until President Trump wins the presidency and we have a majority in the House and the Senate. They need, at the top, there's plenty of good Secret Service agents, but they need to be restructured at the top, because guess what? What's affecting Boeing, what's affecting many levels of government and industry is all this woke stuff. We don't necessarily aren't trying to get the best, the brightest, the toughest, the strongest. We're just filling slots. Well, this person is transgender, so they can get this job. You know what, Dom? I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you are. But you just got to be damn good at your job, and you need a good organization to protect the president and Congress. And quite frankly, that's not happening now. And it's not going to happen until we've got some leadership at the helm that's going to make that change. That's the truth.
Congressman, thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for what you do every day, and thanks for always coming on.
Dom, I appreciate the voice. You take care and be safe yourself.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew here on Talk Radio 1210. So Congress doesn't even have full authority over this at this point. That's my takeaway, and I think that's the case. We're going to talk with our friend Robin Schaefer at 1:30. A lot happening with the whales, with the Save Our Shores. But your calls are next at 855-839-1210. And coming up, I'll play Al Schmidt, the guy who probably has as big of a role, here we go again, about who the next president's going to be infrastructure-wise, about what's going to happen on Election Day here in Pennsylvania, in addition to the courts. He's the Secretary of State. And what he says, why are we expecting to have all those votes counted on election night? What's a reasonable expectation? That's a question I have for him. I think they could calculate it. If X number of votes come in, here's when it would be counted by, don't you think? And if they would do that, wouldn't that calm things down a little bit? But if we get past the next day and Pennsylvania still hasn't reported who's won those 19 electoral votes, and thus the presidency, that's not good. Why does he keep on saying this stuff? 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Doubleheader alert. There's a two NFL games are on tonight, and you have another chance for a big W on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. Same game parlays are available. It's Jaguars at Bills and Commanders at Bengals. I think Josh Allen has come through every time I'm picking here. So, Henry, you've at least know one. Did you have anything on Barkley yesterday? Did you ride Barkley?
No, unfortunately, I didn't.
Oh, man.
I was more on a Devontae Smith train. And
oh, boy, that's not so good. By the way, that guy, what happened there on that hit?
Yeah.
And no penalty, and even the league getting involved. Don't tell me about safety if that's what you're going to allow a guy to do.
Blow the guy's being dead before that, too.
Right. The guy's being held up for quite a period of time. And what happened, the most dangerous play in football, one of them is when a guy's being held up like that and you turn him and you have linemen that are running downfield. Yeah. Now you have a lineman taking a shot at this guy. That's
and he did not a bit of the hands when he got hit too there.
Oh yeah,
like going down.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you see the allegations that Peyton Turner loogied on him too? Spat on Devonta Smith. So if you watch the playback, go watch it because it's kind of being unseen. Right. So Peyton Turner is not the guy that makes the hit, but late after Devonta already has his head knocked out.
98. Who's 98? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Peyton Turner. He comes in and goes head first towards a helmetless Devonta Smith, and as he gets up over him, it looks like he drops a little spittle on him. And
Again, you know my theory in all this. I blame the Eagles then, because you got to take care of.
Well, that's why Jalen Carter went crazy at the end of the game. Yeah, apparently because of Peyton Turner's.
Yeah, yeah, that's
that and
referees.
Trevor Penning.
Yeah,
when he threw Slay out of bounds. Yeah.
So Josh Allen over rushing yards, it's pretty good. Joe Burrow over passing yards, he's due. You can make up your own same game parlays. You can go Dan's way. 69 things have to come correct.
They're limited at 25, Dom.
Oh,
25,
what a shame.
25
oh
legs
God.
For your same game parlay.
But you could, what's the minimum? Three?
Yes.
Three. Okay. Anywhere in between.
Two.
It's only two.
Yeah,
okay.
Two.
That's not too bad. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom. You'll make every moment more of this season. FanDuel Sportsbook, of course, official partner of 1210 WPHC. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 games after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let me play you Al Schmidt, then we'll take a couple more calls. Here is Al Schmidt, Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, gearing up for this election. And again, just sending the wrong message, trying to tell us you have no right, essentially, to expect we're going to get this done in an efficient manner. Cut to.
What has been done to try to get the ballots counted more quickly? Are you confident they will be this time around?
Well, unfortunately, Pennsylvania has not had any election law reforms that would make that process go forward more expeditiously, as it does in many other states that allow canvassing of those ballots in advance of Election Day. So on Election Day, they're reporting the results. In Pennsylvania, that process can't begin until 7 a.m. on election morning, the very first step of it. So I would encourage your viewers to remember that if you hear anything about delayed election results in Pennsylvania, it's not a delay at all. It's simply how long it takes to count millions of votes.
And so, just to be clear, it could take several days to count all of the ballots in Pennsylvania again this cycle, just to be clear, and as you say, to prepare voters for that possibility.
Well, like every election, whether it's a presidential or not, it all comes down to how close an election is before you all call who won and who lost. And there's a consensus around that. It always takes many days and has always taken many days
to count votes in Pennsylvania and every other state. Not true.
It's just how many votes can you count with integrity and expeditiously before the outcome is certain?
All right. Now, what we heard, we've spent millions and millions and millions of dollars. You're going to have to tag people in. You keep counting. The reason why we're not going to open those ballots, Al, and I'm firm on this, before Election Day, we're afraid Democrats still have the upper hand on mail-in ballots. They're going to leak word out there. Oh, man, we're killing Republicans You know what the implication is? The media will run with it without saying it. Why show up and vote? You're already 400,000 votes behind. That type of stuff. And then you get people rationalizing at that moment, do I really want to go? Do I really want to wait in line, etc.? That's why we don't open them until then. But they have new machinery, new techniques. They've hired more people. So stop preparing the battlefield to do what you want. All you're doing, can you imagine the drama of that night? Now, Rich and I were on in 2016, not in 2020 when all this was going down. And if it takes what does Al Schmidt deem necessary? 3 or 4 weeks, 3 or 4 days, I mean, to have the totals, he'll be okay with that? It's just ludicrous. We've talked to other people who think, no, you know, reasonable time, there's going to be a lot here. Pennsylvania's a hot button. But I'd like to hear from him what's reasonable. What's the calculation versus based upon the projections that we have here? Give us that ballpark. And it would seem reasonable to be sometime the next day, even if it's in the afternoon. The longer it goes on past that, particularly if it's becoming almost certain whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win the presidency. I mean, this is so tight now that there's a big movement, and I support it, to get Nebraska to take away that congressional district that just votes on how well you do in that district and have 5 electoral votes from Nebraska versus 4. Absolutely. Let's do that. Lindsey Graham's even behind that. I'm even supporting Lindsey. All hands on deck for this. So expect...
I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, expect that this nonsense is... They're projecting it, and they're making excuses for Philadelphia. Now, what can be done to move them forward? The Republican Party has already in the swings, just here in Pennsylvania, every day. Now it's on to the Supreme Court. You may remember last week, they said, yeah, you got to put the date on, essentially. We won that one. Now, people don't use the secrecy envelope. They want that vote counted. No, it shouldn't be counted. That's what the legislature wanted. We'll see what the Supreme Court says of Pennsylvania on that. And the U.S. Supreme Court has to get involved early on, even before the election on some of these cases. If that happens, things are going to move along. If not, this is going to be very difficult. All right, let's take the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Still doing a little research, but I have my report for you if you're interested.
Sure.
All right, I'm still up here in northeastern Pennsylvania. I've been going around different little towns, talking to people, that sort of thing. And first, let me open up and say how this all started. Last week, the founder of Gab, Andrew Torba, went and posted something on Twitter saying that they're busing in large amounts of illegal immigrants into the northeastern town of Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania in Wyoming County. And people were commenting about how they're being shipped in, and you know it's another Ohio. So I've been going around talking to different people, and what it looks like is no one's dealing with. It's just a couple of jerks hanging out in the park. He was complaining that there were some people down at Lazy Brook Park, down on the edge of town, that were loud and obnoxious, and the police won't arrest them. And I think it's probably just a couple of people that work for the oil company that are just hanging out in the park and being, you know, jerks. They had a small bus with what looked like possibly Hispanics being, you know, dropped off in town. But I've been talking to people, and they say that one of the draws of this small, sleepy little town is they have a very good Walmart. Because, you know, there are 3 different types of Walmarts. There's, you know, Platinum, there's Regular, and there's Dumpster Fire. And and they have, you know, a Platinum Walmart up here.
Wait
a minute,
though.
Like
you know, no offense, but I don't think you should be able to use, I object. You can't use Platinum when it comes to Walmart. Come on now.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, from the standpoint of your 3 different levels.
By the way, the last full-service Kmart is just closing today in America, or just closed, Earl.
Well, the country changes, demographics shift.
Yeah.
But like I said, they say that they're keeping them at the Prince Hotel on the main drag. I drove by there. You know, if it was full of all sorts of people, there'd be people hanging out in there. Now, the hotel has the Mexican restaurant, but there were no people in it. You know, I didn't see any people hanging around on corners. I mean, granted, it was during the day, and anybody that they would be bringing up supposedly to work in the factories would be at work. But you would expect to see some kids running around. You'd expect to see, you know, some women going around shopping. And I'm not seeing that. The people say that, you know, there isn't really an influx. I think it's just, you know, well, there's a couple of, you know, Hispanics there. I think it's still related to the fracking because they are still doing some fracking around here. It's not as big as it used to be.
Gotcha.
I mean, it used to be you couldn't drive down the road without, you know, being passed by 15, 20 tanker trucks filled with water. Now I saw two yesterday, you know, but I think it's just well workers working, you know, hanging around, and they just happen to be hanging out in the park and being obnoxious, and someone just took notice to it.
I don't think
that at the moment they're bringing anything in.
All right. Well, that's good. That's very good. Who's your person that's a storyteller, Earl?
My storyteller is a Canadian songwriter, Gordon Lightfoot. I mean, you know the Edmund Fitzgerald. He did another song about a sinking ship called The Ballad of Yarmouth Castle. You listen to that song, you learn everything about that disaster and how they changed safety regulations on boats based on that ship disaster. And during the Canadian centennial of 1967, he went and he wrote a song, 7 minutes, called the Canadian Railroad Trilogy, which lists the entire history of building the railroads in Canada, you know, specifically for the Centennial Commission. Any song that you listen to, he paints, you know, vivid images of, you know, riding a plane, driving a car across country. You know, and he's a storyteller.
Thank you, Gordon Lightfoot. And he did a heck of a job as mayor of Chicago. That may have been another Lightfoot, if you remember.
I
was sitting on that one for quite a while, yes. All right, so that's the side. Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot's a good one. Coming up, Robin Schaefer, for a bit of an update. He was instrumental in getting Kelsey Grammer back on the show. And the situation is making national news, even international news. What's happening at the Jersey Shore? In other words, the other side's got a lot of money. They still want to come in, but they're being stopped. What's the lesson of all this? How can the Murphys, all those progressives, all that money, all those Danish companies, how have they been stopped? They're Goliaths in New Jersey. Are there slingshots there? What is it that's doing that? And we'll celebrate with our own Scott Presler a little bit later in the show that Luzerne County now has flipped registration from Democrat to Republican. And that's always a sign of where things are headed, at least in that county and in Bucks County, et cetera. So Pennsylvania is literally, this is not just hype, going to be ground zero determining things, and it is going to be incredibly close. And guys like Al Schmidt ought to come on the show and explain to us why, with all that money being spent, all this focus, they can't count the votes in a reasonable period of time. And I would define reasonable as, say, 24 hours. Why? I'm not being nuts. 24 hours ought to be enough time to count the votes, get more people, get more machines. Now, we don't want to do that. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hey, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, water, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Forget about that. Just do what I did. Get the reassurance from Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it promotes peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service and attention to detail, fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. That's 800-887-7555. You tell them Dom G sent you. All right, Dom G, your Dano show. Montgomery County making national news again on their voting shenanigans. I'll give you more on that, but Republicans, Linda Kearns and others, are on it. This guy that's the commissioner over there, even for, I mean, isn't it a tell, Dan and Henry, about Montgomery County that, did you see who they were campaigning with, Casey was campaigning with in Montgomery County? You know, he was just in Montgomery County over the weekend. Elizabeth Warren.
President Zelensky?
Mm. No. We'll be on that. We got a special guest on him over. But yeah, who in the world? No, that's in the outlying, the Pennsylvania, where the polls are.
He was out there too, though.
But who in the world wants a campaign with Elizabeth Warren? You wouldn't even do that in Philadelphia. They don't like her here either. Maybe Mount Airy and Chestnut Hill, maybe there. But Montgomery County, that's who he's running around with. That's how much Montgomery County has been. And what's it about? It's about people fleeing Philadelphia, bringing the same progressive values to the suburbs. They're the perfect example of it. Robin Schaefer is doing a heck of a job, Dan. I don't know if you were in transit or back yet, so I didn't want to bother you on Saturday. I'm sitting in the Dom Dome counting down, having to leave for a wedding. He is trying to corner Kelsey Grammer to put him on the show in front of mobs of people reveling. Let's call it that. At the Irish festival, tasting his beer, and it worked somehow or another. I gave him a few pointers and said, "Have you tried this? How about just grabbing him?"
Right, like over the years that we've done the show, the people that we've met, Robin is just he's such a great guy. He really is. And
he is the chief person with Protect Our Shore or Save Our Shore, Protect Our Coast. I was wrong on all of them. They're protecting something out there. It's stopping Phil Murphy.
They're all good synonyms.
Yeah, I am thrilled that all this has come together, and Robin joins us for an update. Nice work on Saturday, Robin. How difficult was it to get Kelsey Grammer away from a drunken mob there?
Well, we were trying to protect him from all kinds of things, including Liz Warren, in case she came down from Montgomery County.
Well, we were in North Wildwood on Saturday night and Sunday. I noticed how they block off parts of the street so that people wander off the sidewalk. There's no issue, I guess. But, Robin, this is kind of when he comes to town every year, the biggest endorser you've gotten so far. He was proud to wear your badge. And it's time for an update. There was a recent article that went national, maybe even international, and it kind of suggested people like you and others are just filing lawsuit after lawsuit using a tactic that is just stunning the Goliaths of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's one of our major strategies is to file cases and challenges, legal challenges. That's been really critical because what happens sometimes with these, when you have these big Goliaths come in with all this money and all these investors who support them and prop up their stock prices, one of the things they don't like to see is uncertainty. And when we can slow the projects down or even stop them through legal challenges, the investors get cold feet. Last year, the investors in Orsted got cold feet in a major way, and Orsted went running back to Denmark. And we're seeing the same thing happen with General Electric, Vernova, after the Nantucket and Vineyard Wind disaster up there. We're seeing Shell Oil pull back from some of its investments in offshore wind, and British Petroleum executive last year said that the offshore wind industry in America is fundamentally broken. So fortunately, we know that, and we have a good strategy. We have good, sound people working with us. We have an incredible group of volunteers and experts and lawyers even who are helping us out. And then it's really important to get the word out. Like, you guys have done an enormous work for us in helping us to get the word out. People like Kelsey have been instrumental You know, part of this battle is winning in the court of public opinion as well as winning in the courts.
Yeah, exactly right. It has been, and listeners have taken to this. Initially, it was the whales, and then it became apparent. And what we've seen with Nantucket, I know you guys are mining that for promotional material to show what happens when something goes wrong. And the belief is, I think, Robin, that some of that can be washing up in other communities nearby.
We're trying to get it. We're trying to get some samples tested by materials engineers, material scientists, because what we've seen is the stuff that washes up on the beach. We're getting these large pieces of foam that are sort of broken down on the surface, but on the inside look exactly like what's on the inside of a wind turbine blade. And we've started seeing that in North Jersey, on some of the beaches in North Jersey, and also all the way up into Canada in Labrador and Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and Robin, another thing too, I guess it's close to the fall time now. Is it on Wednesday? Is it the 28th? You have another big event coming up.
Oh, Saturday the 28th, we do. This is our second annual cairn lighting, and we're going to light up the beach in Cape May at Sunset Pavilion from 5:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. We're going to be down there lighting up a huge whale tail on the beach. It's a great event. We're going to have Mike Donahue speaking, some incredible guest speakers all the way from up in New England, from the fishing industry, New England Fishermen's Steward Association, CFACT, and several other groups are coming all the way in from Washington, D.C., and all the way up into New England on Saturday. So we're encouraging as many people who can make the trek down to Cape May. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. There's some other events going on in Cape May. So if people want to make a day of it, it's going to be an incredible event.
And how about the website, Robin? Where do people go?
People can visit us at protectourcoastnj.com.
Robin, thank you. Kelsey Grammer was even better, and he didn't mind the French fry joking, because it's all true. I have him on tape.
Oh, that's great. That's great. He is so gracious and so generous, and just what an incredible person and storyteller, too. So.
Absolutely. I'm glad you put him in there, Kelsey Grammer, Frazier. Thank you, Robin. We'll catch up soon. Thanks, Robin.
All right. Sounds good.
Robin Schaefer. All right, 855-839-1210. That's today's side question. Springsteen's birthday. Dan must be recovering from being off because he's not erupting here with the latest Springsteen stuff.
I'm giving him his day.
You can Henry and I saw that on Friday and said, that's got to be the side question. So,
I hate Bruce, though. It's still true. After today, I mean, I go back to, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but let the guy have his birthday, right?
I see some really good ones. We're looking for the all-time great storyteller. How about Kamala Harris? How about the story of growing up as a middle-class kid in the lawns? Someday that'll be in the history books. 855-839-1210. Around the corner, Scott Presler has notched another one, turning over Luzerne County to Republicans. And I'll also give you an update, though, on this Montgomery County thing. This guy that's the chairman out there, they are out of control. It involves not testing the mail-in ballots before they were sent. It's the law. Well, we don't like the law. We don't want to do that. He doesn't want to do that. Now, this is going to create delay. Is that his strategy? He wants delay? I mean, I don't know. He won't come on the show, of course. 855-839-1210. You'll get in. All right, no Dan time today. We're loaded up. We'll continue that practice tomorrow. In honor of Bruce Springsteen, Dan's refraining from a Dan time today.
he gets away with it.
Dan, you were at a wedding, right? So yeah. I was at a wedding on Saturday, too.
Yeah, I'll use it for a little bit. So, yeah, I want to hear about your wedding, first off. Where was your wedding, and who was it?
Aletos. It was Rose. I have to think of the relationship there, crossover. But it was inside the family.
Someone on Roe's side.
Yeah, on Roe's side. And it was, as I said, we had to leave by 3:30 to be there on time. And we're counting down with Kelsey Grammer. Oh, my God. Yeah. The seconds. The clock ticking. Yeah.
So it was a trip from hell, to be quite honest.
Yes.
It was, it was a wedding for my sister-in-law. And the wedding itself, amazingly beautiful. We flew down this past Saturday to Myrtle Beach. Spent 2 days in a tropical monsoon because there was a hurricane. Starts to get beautiful outside. And both me and Maisie come down with the worst sickness we've had in years. So we're bedridden inside a hotel in Myrtle Beach. Then we start to feel better and have to drive out to Darlington, where they have NASCAR races and not much else, to put together a wedding for the sister-in-law. And I got to say, absolutely beautiful wedding and amazing to see both Emily and Matt together now. But it was just one thing after another, it seemed, for me and Maisie that day. You know, just traveling is not something I do well, I think.
So, Henry, you're not bleeding on the rug here. You were here doing the grinding great work of talk radio. You had such a Thursday. It was off the charts.
Thank you.
Hearing Dan in beautiful Myrtle Beach complaining about this. I mean, how
seriously
sick could they be? Come on.
Where do you get off, man?
Yeah.
I got to say, for the first time in a long time, though, because I've taken off for the Dom show before, day three. Day one, two, I was anxious as all that something was going to go wrong. Day three, text Henry, smooth sailing. I find out what happened this past Thursday, Friday for her shows. Talk to Henry. He even said some of the best shows I might have ever produced. You know?
Honestly.
And it's just so thank you, Henry. That's what I want to say. Thank you for picking up the slack there.
All right.
Just thank you, Dom, for always
doing my job here. That's all.
All right. So it's 855-839-1210. You can get on board.
Scott's trying to get us, to butt heads over here, but we just...
No, I'm just kidding. Scott Presler, On Deck Circle. I said to Dan, should we get Scott Presler on it? Why not? People need inspiration out there. And Linda Kearns, I'm sure, has a team of lawyers and no-neck guys over there in Montgomery County right now. Just briefly, here's what they did, and we'll talk to Scott coming up. This guy who's the commissioner out there, the ice cream truck guy, coming to your house to cure your ballot, he wanted to be the first in Pennsylvania to send out the mail-in ballots. And I believe he did it on the 17th last week. By the law, you have to test it. And they said the testing wouldn't start until the 19th. And he's saying, that's no big deal. If we don't want to test then, so what? What's the testing? The legislature said you have to test. There's a system here to test this. On top of which, since no testing happened, Republicans are demanded that all mail-in ballots that went out, or maybe all of them now, have to be counted by hand. I think they're going to win. I think there's going to be a delay in Montgomery County now. But what are you supposed to do with these people? Dom, didn't you say you don't want delays? Yes. But this guy, Dan, is a menace. This guy has gone, Montgomery County's a menace, is the way that I see it. It's little Philadelphia. It's the same people who ran Philadelphia into the ground with progressive policies. When it blew up and it's bad, what did they do? They moved to Montgomery County. And what do they do there? They elect people like this guy. Stunning. And the Republican can't do anything. It's a 2-1 vote. It's three people. So they're predicting now there could be a big delay in Montgomery County because of this. They did it once again. All right, Scott Presler next here on Talk Radio 1210. Hit us with that all-time storyteller. Dan, there was a great one on Twitter you liked, though, right?
Yeah, how about Larry David, a guy that can tell stories about nothing for 9 years and keep the country's attention?
And I think it was David that was behind it.
Henry doesn't like that, huh?
His neurosis. Well, last week, Dan, he attacked Martin Scorsese. As a side question, was I nuts.
Did. I did. I mean, his sure movies are all just good.
Oh, come on.
None of them are great. They're all good.
You missed a big week here, Dan. But Thursday was a five-star day, I got to say. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.